words. Practice medicine. Diagnose. Prescribe. Advise. Patient-physician relationship.
Vocabulary. Dietitian. Clearinghouse. Board certified. Credentials. Anecdotal. Cautionary. Owings Mills. America's Doctor Online. AMDoc number 3. American Medical Association.
A. You are going to hear a news report on the responsibilities for Internet doctors. Listen carefully and complete the following chart.
Is there a doctor in the house? The answer is always yes if you have a computer and modem at home.
Did you forget to ask your doctor an important question on your last visit? Has another issue come up? No problem. You can get in touch with a doctor via the Internet at any hour of the day or night. In just the past few months, hundreds of doctors have gone online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Owings Mills, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, is the headquarters of America's Doctor Online. 42 primary care doctors, as well as dietitians and pharmacists, provide free information to callers with health questions. The firm's founder is Dr. Scott Rifkin.
We're not trying to practice medicine. We're trying to give consumers good information on their various health care issues. We're not going to diagnose. We're not going to prescribe. We are going to listen to the consumer, have them ask us questions, and then give them the information that they most need. The idea is to give them directed information that's usable to the consumer.
Dr. Rifkin told ABC News that America's Doctor Online acts as a clearinghouse for the hundreds of thousands of responses a web browser might turn up in answer to a question. The online health professionals don't diagnose or treat medical conditions, and they don't charge for their service. They are not known by their names, but by AMDoc number 3 or 4 or whatever.
Our physicians are very carefully trained to not practice medicine and to always refer that consumer back to their own physician or to their local resources, their local hospitals.
Unlike Dr. Rifkin, Florida emergency care physician Dr. Tom Caffrey has founded a website of board-certified doctors who do practice medicine. They make virtual house calls at about $50 a visit and diagnose, advise, and prescribe medicine to hundreds of patients daily.
We're the only site on the Internet where you can pick a doctor who's board-certified, see his credentials, know who you're speaking with, and we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's the return of a house call. This time it's electronic.
Dr. Caffrey believes that Internet medicine is inevitable and provides a useful service.
I'm very comfortable with what we're doing. We want to help set the standard for this because it's coming. You can't stop this. It's going to happen.
There's anecdotal information about other online doctors prescribing harmful drugs and giving bad advice. And the president of the American Medical Association, Dr. Thomas Reardon, believes that doctors simply should not practice medicine over the Internet.
I don't think it's ever okay. I think it's unethical to diagnose and prescribe over the Internet without having a patient-physician relationship.
Drugs carry cautionary labels. Perhaps these websites should carry warning labels also, such as, check out the doctor's credentials, protect your privacy with secure sites, share what you learn with your own doctor, never go online in a medical emergency, and the big question remains unanswered, whether Internet doctors should practice medicine or only advise.
B. Listen again. Match column A with column B.
Is there a doctor in the house? The answer is always yes if you have a computer and modem at home.
Did you forget to ask your doctor an important question on your last visit? Has another issue come up? No problem. You can get in touch with a doctor via the Internet at any hour of the day or night. In just the past few months, hundreds of doctors have gone online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Owings Mills, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, is the headquarters of America's Doctor Online. 42 primary care doctors, as well as dietitians and pharmacists, provide free information to callers with health questions. The firm's founder is Dr. Scott Rifkin.
We're not trying to practice medicine. We're trying to give consumers good information on their various health care issues. We're not going to diagnose. We're not going to prescribe. We are going to listen to the consumer, have them ask us questions, and then give them the information that they most need. The idea is to give them directed information that's usable to the consumer.
Dr. Rifkin told ABC News that America's Doctor Online acts as a clearinghouse for the hundreds of thousands of responses a web browser might turn up in answer to a question. The online health professionals don't diagnose or treat medical conditions, and they don't charge for their service. They are not known by their names, but by AmDoc number 3 or 4 or whatever.
Our physicians are very carefully trained to not practice medicine and to always refer that consumer back to their own physician or to their local resources, their local hospitals.
Unlike Dr. Rifkin, Florida emergency care physician Dr. Tom Caffrey has founded a website of board-certified doctors who do practice medicine. They make virtual house calls at about $50 a visit and diagnose, advise, and prescribe medicine to hundreds of patients daily.
We're the only site on the internet where you can pick a doctor who's board-certified, see his credentials, know who you're speaking with, and we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's the return of a house call. This time it's electronic.
Dr. Caffrey believes that internet medicine is inevitable and provides a useful service.
I'm very comfortable with what we're doing. We want to help set the standard for this because it's coming. You can't stop this. It's going to happen.
There's anecdotal information about other online doctors prescribing harmful drugs and giving bad advice. And the president of the American Medical Association, Dr. Thomas Reardon, believes that doctors simply should not practice medicine over the Internet.
I don't think it's ever okay. I think it's unethical to diagnose and prescribe over the Internet without having a patient-physician relationship.
Drugs carry cautionary labels. Perhaps these websites should carry warning labels also, such as, check out the doctor's credentials, protect your privacy with secure sites, share what you learn with your own doctor, never go online in a medical emergency, and the big question remains unanswered, whether internet doctors should practice medicine or only advise.